Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Christine McVie, Songbird, one of so many hits, what a voice, part of Fleetwood Mac, had a number of solo albums as well, died today, 79, yeah, lots of tributes pouring in. We'll be paying tribute to Christine McVie by playing more of her music here on Drive Time with To Russia. It's 3:38, holiday season. You always have, you know, your typical kind of Dickens. You get your, you know, it's a time so many of us look to go to the theater as a family. And in the Twin Cities, there is a unique ballet company that we thought you'd like to learn about. Zoe Henrow is the artistic director of the Ballet Collaboratory. Zoe, thanks for joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what makes the Ballet Collaboratory different from maybe what people might expect a dance troupe to be like.
Definitely. Well, Ballet Collaboratory is all founded on collaboration, as our name suggests. And our mission is to create ballet for everyone, whether that is in the studio or as an audience member. We create original narratives. So we are very thrilled to bring our own narrative of the Snow Queen to the stage this weekend.
So the Snow Queen will be perform right in downtown Minneapolis, right? You'll be on the big stage at Kohl's Center, right?
Yeah, the Goodale stage at the Kohl's Center.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Tell me what you mean by making ballet available to everyone, because you have sort of a professional company and then you also have a school, and I think that school is where you really see people of all different shapes and sizes and abilities and backgrounds, which I think is so interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, we offer classes for all ages and all abilities. So we have fundamental classes, not only for kids, but also teens and adults, and then have classes all the way up to the advanced level in the company. So in the Snow Queen, there are 100 students of ours.
Whoa, 100, yes. My gosh.
As well as our drop-in adults. And then we have a company, and we are a company of about 18 dancers with our trainees, apprentices, and professional company artists.
People sometimes think that ballet is stuffy and unapproachable. I
yes.
Presume you think that's false, but there is some truth to that at times, right?
Sure. I think that a lot of the traditional works, which were made, you know, in the late 1800s, some early 1900s, they just don't really ring true for the public today, for communities today. So what we try to do at Ballet Collaboratory is reimagine stories and create new narratives that people of today are really going to connect with and see themselves in. I like to use a lot of humor in our ballets. You know, we like to really transport you to a different world, into the story. And what I love about Snow Queen is it's just about celebrating winter. And so I think that it's really a holiday show that everyone can enjoy without having the pressure of celebrating a certain holiday, just celebrating the winter season.
Oh, we're talking with Zoe Henrow, the artistic director at Ballet Collaboratory, based here in the Twin Cities. Three shows this weekend of the Snow Queen. When you talk about making it more accessible, humor is one way to do it. I think people, you know, a lot of our listeners probably haven't been to the ballet ever.
Sure.
And so I think people don't realize how dance can really tell a story. It is storytelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I think what's hard is that, you know, we use a lot of pantomime in storytelling, so we aren't using our voices to tell the story, but we're using our bodies to tell the story. And that's where, you know, you just need a really incredible group of artists on stage to make that story come to life. The other thing that we try to do is really create experiences that allow audiences to understand a little bit more of the behind the scenes. So a lot of our social media is all showcasing what's happening behind the scenes to kind of demystify that idea.
Yeah.
And then we like to make it a whole experience. So when you enter, even in the lobby, everything is themed to the Snow Queen, and you can really immerse yourself in this tale, which a lot of people know from the spinoff of it, of Frozen.
Right.
And so I think that it's a great way to introduce new audiences to ballet. There is really powerful music. I chose Ethel Smythe, who is a female composer. She actually was creating music at the same time as Tchaikovsky, but we didn't really know of her because Tchaikovsky took over.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I like to just, you know, offer a couple different ways of seeing ballet. I know that for a lot of people who've never seen ballet or maybe saw one ballet, it seems stuffy. We really try to turn it on its head, make you fall in love with people on stage and the characters that they're embodying, and just create a tale that allows you to get excited for the winter season.
All right. What should people know about coming to see the shows this weekend?
Well, I mean, we just want as many people who want to celebrate winter to come join us.
I mean, you got the snow. You got the snow out there. Although you did cancel classes in the snow, I noticed.
This is true.
Where's your strength? Where's the toughness, Zoe? you had to do that.
We'll have snow on stage as well, so it'll be a full experience. And we still have tickets left.
Cool.
So we encourage friends and family to come. The whole experience is about 90 minutes, so perfect for kids. 35-minute first act, intermission, 35-minute second act.
Love it.
So very kid and family friendly.
Kids still enjoying dance? Are you still seeing a high level of interest of young people wanting to take part in classes and all of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our school has grown every single year. We feel very blessed to have a very robust student population, and not just in our pre-professional program for kids that are 7 to 18, but also in our teen and adult program.
Oh, interesting.
We have several dancers who are teen and adult who are really, really talented, and so we love giving the opportunity to be on stage with us twice a year in our holiday show and our spring show as well.
Fun. Very cool. It's called Ballet Collaboratory. Zoe, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on CCO. The show Friday, two shows on Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday at the Kohl's Center. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. It is 3:45, and after talking about the ballet, the Snow Queen, we will have to talk to the Snow King, Paul Douglas, in just a minute on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.